Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 187 of the Ant King Frequency.
On the Kerbal Podcast.
On the what?
187 on undercover. It's the murder code, U.S. police. It's like, well, yeah, 187.
That's what I always think about was it Samuel L. Jackson film?
187, yeah. Murder.
Yeah, I always remember that. He's a teacher, and he finds out one of his kids is planning a murder or something. Which is pretty much... It's pretty much a retelling of a early 80s X-Men joint where Prof X is tutoring at a college and someone in his class is having murderous intent. And Kitty's undercover at the college.
That's the one I think it is worse. I think I know what you're talking about. I don't think I've read the issue, but I know what you're talking about.
I just found that always very, very similar. Anyway, how you been, Larry?
Not too bad. Especially not too bad since I came across something. Mm-hmm. I guess to start the show off with something kind of fun.
Okay.
Back in the day, we'd have letter columns and comic books. You pick up a comic book, letter column, you know, letters to the, you know, all complaints, concerns, this kind of thing, sure, this, that, whatever. We'd have interest. I wrote into one. It was a comic book called Gorillas. It is about it's one of those things you point out, like, hey, that idea is basically this, but meets that. I should have said that after the fact, because I think it might have irked the creator. But it was basically, you ever seen the movie Project X with Matthew Broderick in it?
No.
The one where they're... Project X is about they're using chimpanzees and the chimpanzees to basically fly. They teach them how to fly planes and expose them to high levels of radiation, see how long they would last flying planes, basically irradiated. So pilots, like during like a post-apocalypse, so it's like Russians nuked the U.S., how long a pilot could last irradiated in a cockpit.
Right.
And so like it's immoral and stuff. And then, you know, the looks of the chimps are mirrored in this comic book, which is chimps trained to fight the Viet Cong,
right? Hence,
you know, gorillas, which is like it's a kind of a goofy, you know, we call it like a almost like a exploitation film, like Vietnam exploitation, but it's a comic book. It was a black and white.
Well, it's not dissimilar to the comic book you sent me. You gifted me with Twilight.
Yes. Yes. Well, it's similar in that kind of regard where you'd have that, you know.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. There's far more to it than that, but that's an element that I've seen before.
Space war stuff. But yeah, it's like very kind of.
They still weaponized a group of animals, including a gorilla that was their sort of their head.
Yeah. It's weird stuff like that. Mm. But I came across a letter from a very interesting fellow that was in a back issue of issue of Punisher, I believe Punisher 19. Okay. So you're talking 1980 something.
Wow.
So okay. I'll read it here before we get started with our topic of the day, folks. Dear editors, my name is Cliff MOA Manawa. MOA stands for Man of Action. That's what my friends call me after beating the crap out of two drug dealers about 3 years ago. They were giving dope to two 17-year-olds. I am very anti-drug. It was happening in a cemetery in my town. They said, "What the blank do you want?" I said, "You're blanking heads, you lousy, stinking son of a blank dope dealers." I beat the living crap out of them. I used karate and other special skills and said, "Get the bleeping hell out of this town. If you come back, you're dead. As long as I'm living here, you're not going to poison any more kids with your drugs." I also stopped a dope deal in one of your parking lots. You could call me a vigilante, but I would just call me someone who cares. I've been reading The Punisher for 8 years, and I love him. He's action violence, and I wish the writer, Mike Baron, would put more drug stories in the book. That's the biggest problem with the USA, but it seems like no one cares anymore. If all our towns would join together to fight, we could push out the drug dealers. I'm 23 and never touched drugs. My family is all anti-drug.
Jeez.
And we live in a drug-infested town in Massachusetts. For 17 years, I don't smoke. Living in this drug-infested town for 17 years. I don't smoke or drink. I collect action-filled comics. Punisher is number one. He's similar to my favorite action paperback Hero the Executioner, but you need a little more action. Punisher number 3 has a car chase. All right, but why did you make those hoods blow up the police? They're good guys. If you're going to make a cover, put that part on the book, please. I'm a sucker for a good explosion. I wrote a book about three years ago. Mm-hmm. And all haven't been published. It's called Knife Huntress, Destroyer of Drug Dealers.
Oh, Larry.
It's about five women vigilantes that take on 80,000 dope dealers. All gore and action. I've got a copy on tape. If you want to hear it, let me know and I'll send it to you so you can tell me you want to use it. Oh, I heard the Punisher might become an action show on TV. I've got the perfect action actor, Sam Jones from Highwayman, the TV series, okay. Now canceled. We need more action shows about vigilantes, action heroes, etc. to show people how to fight back against drugs and crime. Make the Punisher fight dope dealers for 2, maybe 3 issues and have him shooting the crap out of a copter, have it crashing into a trailer full of crack, sending them both into a deep canyon, turning the drugs and ashes along with the dope dealers and having him saving the kids of that town. You'd be surprised at how many issues you'd sell. Well, thanks for reading my letter. Clifford, man of action, Manal, Ware, Massachusetts. And the only reaction from the letter editor column is no comment. So
wow. We need more. They put him on so many lists. You know for a fact they called so many agencies in Massachusetts and said, hey, we got one for you.
He's got his address. They got his address printed.
Oh, wow. I mean, I love it. I want to do fan art for Knife Huntress or whatever it's called.
80,000 dope dealers. What?
I know you hate drawing crowds, Larry, but
no, never. I I'll work together. What do you send me? The first freaking page, nothing but crowds.
Nothing but crowds.
And not only that, when I'm inking, I don't want to just ink over the lines. I don't want to, I want to actually, because you leave enough room for me to interpret a little bit and add my little flair to it, which is good.
Yep.
But I'm looking at him like, okay, is his lighting correct? I'm not saying it was wrong, but I just want to make sure I don't just ink over it. And I'm having to, actually take multiple lights and make my own, not really set, but like figure out how the lighting will work.
Yeah. For the people at home, this is a side project Larry and I were toying with. We hope it'll see light of day someday, but we're waiting for the right time to develop it further. But yeah, it was a comic sequence with multiple light sources in one frame.
As well as a sea of people, not just
in an auditorium.
Generic, yep. Shoulders and maybe like a little bit of a head where I could just, I could cheat a little bit, basically do like a Frank Miller, make it all black with full detail. So yeah, I don't think I'll be doing this because it'd be a stadium full of dope dealers. But yeah, I came across that. I laughed so hard. This guy, this man of action, also the scene of him just going into a cemetery and beating up drug dealers. That's great. I mean,
sounds like a lot of fun.
This guy, he really loves his like death wish. He didn't admit it. He didn't admit to it, but he really loves his death wish.
Oh, he's just, yeah.
We need more people like him. Now it's like, imagine how he probably blew a blood vessel when they like legalizing marijuana all over and everybody's like popping pills. He's like, no, damn it. He's on the streets like smacking, like somebody's vaping some like them little THC oil stuff. He's like smacking out of their hands or whatever.
Someone steps off the curb to jaywalk and just buckshot lies at their feet.
They're on the ground like
don't even think about it, cowboy. Just yeah.
Oh god, it's a man of action, action, wow. Action. But yes, today is an interesting day. I was like, I don't like doing homework or any kind of
thinking. I hit you up with some. But
you did, and what was that, my friend?
I thought, Larry, that we are 187 episodes in. So we're the better half of our third year. We're rounding up to year 4. We know each other quite well. I think listeners that have been there since dot one know us quite well. But I don't think we've done much in the past 100 issues or so to help any initiates get to know us. They may have missed out some of the joys, some of the secret origins of the first 200 or so episodes. So I thought we'd restoke those fires a little, Larry, with a few get-to-know-you questions. Just some things that existing listeners, A, may not know, and new listeners to the fold could use to help piece together who we are and you know what we're about a little better. So I guess I wanted to proceed with today's topic, Larry.
I'm nervous. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I got a light like staring me in the face, and I'm in a dark room. Like, just tell us what we want to know, and you'll go home.
I'm gonna call the name of this show is Who Really Is the Ant King Frequency.
The Ant King of Frequency.
All right. So, do you want to ask first, or shall I take the first 10?
Well, I guarantee my first one's a softball compared to what you're going. I'm just nervous. Paranoia runs in my blood. But okay, my first question happens to be, I guess, a softball.
Okay.
Kind of Betty Page or Marilyn Monroe, which do you prefer? Well, I'm talking about, you know, granted, they're both now deceased, you know, but if
it's also for what purpose? But
aesthetically, beauty wise, you know, whatever, you know, something like that. Like, you know, you're a happily married man. I know, but I'm just
saying.
I think
I'd still go Marilyn Monroe.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. There's something about Norma Jean where, yeah.
She was manufactured, even though she was like, they made her that, like the hair dye, the cosmetic surgery, because they were doing that back in the day.
Yeah.
She was like picked out by Ronald Reagan, of all people. Ronald Reagan helped pick her out. So yeah. She was like constructed by America.
Okay. Even though all that, yeah, I'd still go Marilyn Monroe. I don't know. There's just something almost mythic about her.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, Betty Page seems like a real nice gal and very down to earth, and knows how to get a freak on too.
She turned from those ways. She went kind of isolationist, like, you know, late 50s, early 60s or so. She went because she's like, oh, right, I'm getting out of public eye. Christianity, all this, and then, like, repented and all that, but beautiful Dave Stevens art. So I look at it that way too.
Well, that's true. That's true.
And also, no Kennedy brothers double teaming stuff. You know, that kind of thing.
I know.
There we go, folks. I can't even go. How many minutes we start recording? Not even 5 minutes.
Sloppy seconds, Larry. But you know, it's good seed. It's good American seed.
No, you don't want to say seed. That means another thing. That means Kennedy's seed. That means Joe DiMaggio's seed. That means Norman Mailer's seed.
Hit me with number two.
Okay, number two. Have you ever broke any bones?
Never.
Never? Okay. Never.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I'm made of strong stuff.
Are you getting like a pool and start choking? Wear like a slicker.
I do. I touch people, but usually they're police lights.
Is a crippled black man trying to kill you?
Yes, but that's unrelated.
Oh God. You want to, like, I did too.
Yeah, no, keep going. Because I deliberately wanted us to come away with two different sets of questions, okay, rather than have the listeners get bored. People. Yeah.
Okay. Is there a comparable life to humans beyond our world? AKA, do aliens exist?
No. I believe on every cosmic level of happenstance, we are a mistake. And I think we're one in a trillion, and that's fantastic, and we should embrace it and take the most of this spark of life we accidentally have inherited.
All right. Wow. I'm learning stuff. See, I was kind of asking questions, being fun, and also like stuff I was curious about. But wow. Okay. All right. Is it okay to eat whales or dolphins, like and or dolphins? Like how people still eat in this modern day, that creatures that we know, they're pretty much intelligent in a way, but not on the same level.
I think if it's part of your cultural enrichment, yes.
Okay.
If you guys have been, if you guys have been doing it for thousands of years, sure.
I'm against it though. I'm like, I guess that's the one thing I'm. When people go after the whaling ships, like I'm like, sink the whaling ship. I don't care. I'm like, you know, you got this, you have all this technology. It ain't like back in the day where you're on a wooden boat with a harpoon and a rope. This is a machine that like it'll drag the whale's carcass up there, strip it down, like, or they herd dolphins in to a cove and then, you know, like using modern technology.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, it's like you want to hunt these things, you have to hunt them like your ancestors did, not with modern technology, not with radar, sonar, none of that. But that's how I am. I'm kind of, no. I guess that it makes me a little bit of a bleeding heart when it comes to it. But,
like I'm talking, you know, people with genuine claims to that practice. I'm talking about indigenous cultures. I'm not necessarily talking about Japanese capitalists.
Well, I'm thinking like, Inuits are okay because they're considered near a lot of their... Okay, that right there, I get that. I have no problem with the Inuits, but...
Inuits, geographically have a biological necessity for the high fat content that only blubber can provide. I mean, it's just... Anyway, next question.
The next question. Your favorite Legion of Superheroes member?
Ooh, that's a good one. Brainiac.
Ah, Brainiac 5. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Nice choice. Very solid choice. If you had to make art what would you use? Normal pencils or the mechanical pencils? The little click?
Mechanical. Because I don't need a sharpener.
Yeah, I found out the hard way these standard pencils, even the Ticonderoga, which is supposedly the best pencils, sharpening them nowadays. I don't know if it's a poor graphite quality, but the tip will break off, so you don't ever get. It's hard for me to use. I got two different sharpeners, both rarely provide actual sharp tip.
Yeah,
and I have one of those old mechanical school pencil sharpeners.
Yeah, like, you're on the table, it's mounted,
and it's rusted up, and I was like, I could dip it in oil and like, you know, bring it back. It just ain't worth it. Just mechanical pencils, cheaper, easier, get them anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Death penalty, yes or no?
Ooh, good one. Depending on the crime, yes.
Okay.
I believe there are criminals out there that have revoked their right to exist on this plane.
So Judge Sanjil says
he's
just going to execute.
No, I believe there's degrees.
Okay. Would you rather be a pirate or a cowboy?
Cowboy.
I was thinking Quigley Down Under because I'd watch that again the other night, and it's like a really good movie.
No. Pirates by definition are bad.
Well, unless they're like piracy, like, hey, you know, we want you to pirate our enemies, you know, we're fighting the British right now, we want you to pirate only British, you know, things are flying the Union Jack.
And also modern day cowboys are still exist, especially in South America. There's some what we call you know, drovers and whatnot in Australia, whereas modern day pirates are pretty much the whole Captain Phillips kind of scenario. And I'm a bit too fat for that.
I'm the captain now. I want to be cowboy now. Take me to Montana.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to see many triple XL shirt wearing pirates on those Somalian boats.
That would be a tarp for them.
Yeah. We can fit six of us in there.
It's anyway, a tent.
Go on.
Best John Travolta film?
Michael.
Okay. I'm surprised you didn't say Pulp Fiction. Okay.
Well, what would you rather have said? Phenomenon. Luke is talking too.
Luke's talking. Phenomenon ain't too bad. I actually watched that probably about a couple months back. I was like, you know what? It's not great, but I kind of like it. Like, it's kind of like it's like a mutant movie. It's like one of those amazing fantasy kind of stories.
I really like films with angels in them. I don't know why. Like, I'll always watch Touched by an Angel when it's on. What's another angel one? Dogma.
Have you ever seen Date with an Angel? With Emmanuel Barrett and directed by...
No.
Date with an Angel is there's a guy dying of a brain hemorrhage, but he doesn't know he's dying yet. Angel comes to Earth to basically take him to heaven. Yep. But on the way, she hits a satellite and ends up in a guy's pool, and she's like, your wing's broken, so she can't go to heaven. So the guy's – his girlfriend's played by Phoebe Cates, and she's a psycho. Mm-hmm. And it's like he's got these like splitting headaches, and his friends are like – acting like they're terrorists, they kidnap him, like these armed terrorists burst into his engagement, like the pre-wedding party for the family, all the with machine guns and grenades and stuff. It's all fake. And he's like, nobody moves, nobody dies. He's like, I changed my mind. He pulls the pin, throws the grenade, and everybody scatters. And it's like, haha, remember when terrorism was funny, folks? But it's a great movie. Actually filmed here, filmed in North Carolina, filmed in Wilmington. Actually, when I go to my comic store, I actually drive by the locations where they filmed that, and it's kind of funny. It's like this angel who's like, she speaks like these kind of like, don't really speak. She emotes. But it's like these kind of like, almost like weird, like heavenly chirps. Cause you know, like bird, you know, giant yeah. bird woman, yep. you know, and he lures her into a car, with Wendy's fries, with French fries. She's never had French fries.
I've seen that. Guys. I've seen that scene.
Yeah. And then like, it's like, you know, this heavenly beauty and everything. It's Emmanuel Barrett. I mean, she was in the first Mission Impossible movie. Yeah. She's a chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a good movie. It's a really good, it's funny, but it's stupid. And it's like this, you see Phoebe Cates just lose her mind and like kind of descend into this madness. It's like, how can he break up with me? I'm such a catch. And it's like, because he's like, it's Emmanuel Barrett. She's an angel. And also he's dying. So give him a break. number 10, now this might be a little bit of a, okay, was Stan the Man? And as Stan Lee, was he the man?
No. He was one of many men. And I would go on to say that if you removed him from the equation, if you time machined out Stan the Man from the picture, that the comics industry would have persisted to an effect. We'd still have many of the heroes that we have today. I think we'd probably be down a couple of Marvel heroes, but their concepts are so basic and so rudimentary in the form of being totemic animal men, uniform flag wearing soldier boys, that they would have existed in some other way. Yes, I know Simon and Kirby did Captain America.
I will say this: no X-Men, but you'd have Doom Patrol's movie coming out or something.
Exactly, you'd be regretting the third reboot of the Doom Patrol.
Why can't they just get Robot Man right? It's Cliff Steele. It's simple. He's race car driver, body kind of stuff. People are like, who? What's Doom Patrol? You know, I can't wait for that Flex Mentalo movie. No, but that's my 10 questions. I was pretty.
Okay.
Now I'm shuddering.
Here's mine. Okay. You played very fair. I liked it. And I've got a few questions that follow your tack. There's a few that follow more my headspace. If you were are you ready? I'll let you finish that drink. Is that urine?
That is not urine.
Oh, okay. What is that?
Mountain Dew.
Oh, okay.
It's backlit. Caffeine in it.
Yeah.
It's like, They save you have no clean water to drink. Your urine is fine. Well, okay, you know, something about always sunny. It's like
Larry, the tap works fine. I don't know. You could be on like some Gwyneth Paltrow health kick. Anyway, question one. If you were being executed tomorrow, what is your last meal?
It would be a Philly cheesesteak from Roman Pantry, fried onions, mayo, no lettuce, tomato, just fried onions, mayo, mm-hmm. and it would be the large, which would be about 16 inches, and it'd be about as thick as around as my forearm all the way, and it'd just be nothing but basically meat, mayo, cheese, fried onions, and bread.
Nice.
Like, you know, whatever method they execute me with, it'd be electric chair, cutting my head off, hanging, firing squad, whatever. There's probably going to be a lot of puke because it's going to be coming out.
Decapitation is not a thing over there, is it?
No, I'm saying like whatever way. I mean, whatever method, you know.
That's more of a Durka Durka kind of thing nowadays. I mean, even the French kick that habit.
I look behind me and I see a black flag with a bunch of squiggly letters. Like, oh, no. I got a yarn jumpsuit on. Like, why didn't the people just fight back? At that point, it's like, what are you going to do? They're going to kill you more? It's like, that's just one of those things. I don't know. All right.
Question two. Who would play you in a movie of your life?
Can it be living or can it be dead?
Yeah. Why not? We got CJ.
John Candy.
Oh, now that you mention it, that'd be pretty good. Okay, yeah, that's better than who I had in my head. Okay, cool.
Well, I had this lady truck driver one time when I was at work say, you know what remind me of? John Candy. And I'm like, why would you say that? He's dead. So I'm sorry. John Belushi. I'm like, he's dead too. He choked on his own vomit from cocaine. You know, like, so she names me after two dead people. Like, who could, so it's like who I reminded her of. So it's like, I'd say John
Candy. I'd rather Candy over Belushi any day of the week. Belushi, yeah, I don't get. It's, I find him overrated, but I'm in the minority.
John Candy. Yeah, I'd John Candy be me. Who are you going to say? I'm curious.
The guy who plays Father in Super Troopers.
Oh, that dude. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yeah. I know who you're talking about. Oh, no. I could see that, too. That'd be like, if can't get John Candy, you get.
Obviously, you're a classier guy than that guy. I don't remember his name.
I love about that. Well, are you doing that because I was a security guard for some reason? Sorry, folks. Parks closed. I've done that before. I've done that kind of thing before. Except no one pointed a gun at me. Somebody did pointed a flaying knife and had a wrecking bar, pry bar. Right. Had that. And I pulled my little 3-inch pocket knife on him. Christmas Eve, 2012. I'm like, I'm here. Sorry, sons of bitches, could have just been at home with your family. But now you're here robbing the place on Christmas Eve. Christmas effing Eve. So I had a choice. Call on the phone. It's like one of those choose your own adventure. Have a cell phone, call the police, or take out my brand new, like, 2K filming low light HD camera.
Yeah.
And I'm filming these guys, like, while, like, getting them on footage. So I could, you know, you could see the thing would show their face perfectly, but I had a choice. It's like one of those Telltale games. Do you choose the phone or do you choose the camera to record them? Because I had a flip phone, still do, and I had this camera, and like I chose the phone with a pocket knife in one hand, phone in the other, and then they ran.
Well,
and of course, then caught them.
Unlike Telltale games, you still have this story to tell.
Also, I'm still around. They're not.
Yeah. All right, here you go. This is in line with your opening question. Lois Lane or April O'Neil?
April O'Neil. Lois Lane, she's been written like a skank sometimes, or she's like screwed everybody in Metropolis. I'm like, hey, that's okay for Clark that he wants used goods. April, I don't, she's too tenacious. Cartoon April, of course. Too tenacious, like, you know, Vern's hitting on her and stuff, and she ain't gonna have none of it.
I don't know. First movie, April was cool.
Well, I'm talking about like cute cartoon. That would be like the more, you know, a human version of that April.
Yeah.
With a yellow jumpsuit. Weird.
Yeah, but, which I've never seen anyone rock. There's been a few cosplays, actually, yeah.
Actually, if you look at the arcade art, the side art of the arcade machine, there is a woman in that yellow jumpsuit. And she's got the microphone, she's smiling and stuff. I think it was actually in promotional material, too. But she looked good in that. So yeah,
I am going straight to that to check out.
I
see it. I see it. Yeah.
So say yeah, that one. I'd go April. I'll go April.
Very good. Very good. Favorite Olympic event.
Ooh, good choice. I would have to say I'd say boxing. Because okay. You'd have, you know, like pretty much straightforward, you know, just two people beating the hell out of each other. Granted, back in the day when there was like the communists, the Soviets were probably pumping a full like Ivan Drago treatments.
Yeah.
we had hearts on fire. They had steroids and machines, and you see what this is, he destroys. If he doesn't, we send his family to Gulag.
All right, next question. If you could, Back to the Future 2, your younger self, what would you advise young Larry?
Okay, how young? Oh, you give me, you know, you gauge it. How young would I be?
What, like 20 years ago?
Wow, so I'd be 14. At the time, that would be, what, 98? Ooh.
Well, so provided you can survive the paradox of seeing your younger self and you haven't destroyed the continuity of the timeline, what would you tell yourself?
I'd tell myself, lay off the soda, do more exercises, get better at drawing, avoid list certain names and avoid these people at all costs, because they're going to be bad news. They're going to be trouble. And invest in Apple. Get some money and invest in Apple. That's what I tell myself. But yes, okay. I would basically be warnings of the future. Is like, you know, because I wouldn't bother telling my younger self about September 11th or any of that, because it drive him crazy. It's like,
right,
there's gonna be, you know, it's like, what can you do? It's like, you know, then they're gonna look at me like a terrorist. I'm gonna end up in Guantanamo, and my future's gonna be, I'm gonna go back to the future, and instead, like old Biff, where I'm dying outside the DeLorean, I'm gonna be in Guantanamo with a black bag over my head, with like handcuffed. And they're like, what'd you know about this? They're waterboarding. So I'll leave that out of my, you know, out of my future warning.
Fair enough. But, okay. Next question. What animal would you steal from the zoo?
Oh, I'm going to take a tiger, man.
A tiger?
Take a big old Bengal tiger.
Bengal tiger.
Put a chin on it. Put it in my backyard. It'll be like Tony Montana.
Okay. It's not what I thought you would have taken, so very interesting. All right. If money wasn't an option, what would be your dream car?
Well, I know you're going to hate me for saying this. It used to be the 89 Batmobile, but after thinking about it in the practicality, because the thing can't turn for nothing because it's like welded together.
Well, without a grappling hook, maybe.
Well, actually, yeah, man. You could like attach that to a pole and the pole comes
the
out.
Pole the just flies off.
Half the car gets ripped out. Because of it, kind of practicality, and also I could probably like run over some stuff. I'd want the tumbler. I know. I hate saying it. But the thing about this, the practicality of that, I was like, because what's somebody gonna do? Was somebody cuts me off? I'll just run them over. I have the money. I have the money to like buy. Like, what are you gonna do?
All right. What is or was your favorite line of action figures?
The Toy Biz X-Men action figures from the 90s.
I thought you'd say that. Yes. If reincarnation is real, are you likely to get a promotion or demotion on your next visit?
I wouldn't get either. I'd just be mainline. They'll just send me back. It's just like that. Because I honestly think, so that does exist. I've done good deeds. I've done bad. I've treated people good. I've treated people badly. It's like middle of the road, not intentionally, but if I were to die right now, I'd say, and it's also maybe taking the fact that the crap things that happened to me in life that have been out of my control. It's like, you know, like doing to others and all that stuff. So it's like, maybe that gets taken into account. So it's like, being rewarded for not doing certain things. Like, here's your option to do this, Larry. Somebody said something or done something that would be worthy of them. Drastic actions coming to bear upon them. I'll put it that way. Be that generic. but you did not act. You showed self-control. You know, you can't with food and drink, but you still showed self-control in that area to keep you out of trouble. Like, it's like, we won't make you some kind of ethereal ascended being, but we're not going to make you some toad or some, you know, that kind of thing. You'll be your American schlub. The average American schlub. You'll come back as that.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Last question on my list. You're at the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town. What's your game plan?
Okay. It'll be Golden Corral. I go in, get my plate. Because you don't bring a plate to go get your own. Get my plate. Go get me some popcorn shrimp, some mashed potatoes, some gravy, 2-3 rolls. Get some butter from the salad bar. Actually, it's margarine, but beggars can't be choosers when it comes to that. Go in, cut the rolls quickly. Go ahead and put the margarine in there because it's been chilled on ice. Put the butter on there, melt it down a little bit while I'm eating my shrimp. Oh, and breaded okra, which. I guess called Ladyfingers and other places or whatever. We'd looked that up a while back. Yeah. But basically just be loaded up on popcorn shrimp, considering how much it costs.
Yeah.
And so there you go. That would be my thing. Basically, mostly shrimp, okra, mashed potatoes, gravy, and rolls. And
I get the shrimp thing. That's definitely at the top of my list. I agree. Go for the big ticket item first. Where you've lost me is going with rolls and carby mashed potatoes. I mean, they're what I call non-essential fillers.
But the difference is the gravy they use in the potatoes as well, because without it, because I've tried with Brussels sprouts, I've tried with the whole kernel corn, garden peas and sweet peas, and I've tried lima beans, and for some reason they don't taste as good as when I do them myself. When I make them myself, the corn can sometimes, but sometimes it tastes like it's been either undercooked or overcooked, even though it's in a heated tray. And they do have steaks there, but the steaks are just very fatty. They're poor quality because that's what you expect. It's from a buffet steak. Yeah. But you are eating steak and shrimp, but it's the quality of the steak. You can't really skimp on the shrimp. You can, but if you do,
there's no other fish dishes.
I don't really eat that much fish. I only eat prawns. The shrimp, the prawn.
You only eat the prawn. Okay.
Eat the prawn.
Fine, upstanding member of the MNU like yourself. You know, I thought you'd know better than to interfere with the prawn.
They're passing a photo around the Golden Corral where I'm.
This man likes to have prawn inside him. He is an animal and a miscreant and a deviant.
Unless you know he'd eat cat food, but then I take his arm and get his power. I'd say about overall it's 60% shrimp.
Okay,
but the reason I have the gravy, mashed potatoes, and the rolls because first off I don't really eat bread. Yeah. Occasionally I will, but it's like I don't eat like bread with every meal. It's like maybe every. Once every week or two, I might eat bread of any kind. Which is like, it sounds weird, but it's like I grew up eating it. I stopped liking it, so it's like. Also, when I don't have to make the rolls myself, they seem to be better because I usually screw them up. So, I can make you a good biscuit, a roll. On the other hand, go see somebody else.
All right. I think I got to know a little bit more about you, and I hope the listeners got to know you and I a bit better too. Before we wrap, though, Larry, I've got a listener comment that's sent into the mailbag.
All right.
podcast@ankingfrequency.com. Grumpy Pete writes in, and he says, "Hey, fellas, I wanted to comment quickly on the last few episodes, starting with Hello Why. Like most kids in the States, Halloween is simply a fun holiday where kids get to dress up as whatever you want, get free candy, and embrace the thrill of watching scary movies. As I get older, only the horror vibe was of any interest, and having to hand out candy and not eat it was certainly not as fun. But now that AKF Superfan 0.5 is pushing 4, obviously we're talking about his son, I'm enjoying the Halloween experience from a whole new perspective. My son is currently obsessed with Godzilla, or Gojira, and was ecstatic to dress as him for Halloween. This being the first year he was aware of what Halloween is about, watching him trick or treating as Godzilla was the stuff every parent dreams of. When asked, 'Hello, why?' I'll just say, It's for the kids and parents like me who love to watch them having fun. Lastly, I'd like to touch on the suicide episode, which I believe you boys did a great job covering. Personally, I had a brother-in-law end his life, and watching the aftermath with his two sons without a father has been heartbreaking. Thankfully, they've grown up to be good men, but I'll always wish that he could have been around for his boys and to see his grandchildren. I've never had thoughts of suicide, but I can only hope anyone who does can get help before it's too late. Anyway, that's it. Talk to you boys again soon. Grumpy Pete.
Well, thank you for chiming in, Pete. But yeah, man, it's a tough subject matter. I mean, I do feel kind of cad-like for maybe the bluntness, but it's just, I guess, in my own life experiences with certain things have painted, you know, painted my approach. And, as always, happy to hear, you know, feedback.
Yeah.
From Pete.
And I think we were a bit blunt, but I'm a little proud of the fact that we're just out there talking about it because it is a part of reality.
And a lot of people don't like to talk about it. They don't like to feel uncomfortable. Life isn't, you know, some kind of safe place where you don't, you know, oh, you never get to feel uncomfortable. Thing about life is you never know what can come.
Yeah.
So you got to be adapt and overcome. You
know, I challenge anyone to say that they don't know someone who's been exposed to suicide. So whilst I've never had a suicide to anyone close to me within my circle of friends or family, there's still been so many cases that people within my circle know of. So there's always two degrees away of someone taking their own life or attempting to. So it affects us all. And I'm just glad we were talking about it because I think stuff like that does need to be talked about. It's part of that big story that we're all a part of. Anyway, was there anything else you wanted to add, Mr. Larry King?
I think that's it, my friend. I think we've covered everything. And
excellent.
Got to know you, get to know more about you. Mm-hmm. And I better stop singing
because
I can't sing.
Because we can't afford the rights. No. we'd have to have big bad people listen to us. And that had never happened. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get back to us about anything we've talked about today, maybe one of those questions got you thinking and you'd like to let us know what your stance on a particular stumper was, let us know. You can get in touch with us very easily on Twitter. Larry, what's the best way to hit you up?
At Larry King Undead on Twitter.
That's right. At Antonio Sanciolo for myself. As I said before, there's the email, podcast@antkingfrequency.com. There's our Facebook page as well, which, you and I have both been neglecting a little bit. So
I feel bad about that. It feels like letting the garden get overgrown and be like it's turning into a. We don't want to let it turn into a lot, like a old busted tire, maybe a junked car.
Well, at the same rate, you know, it doesn't have to be just us contributing to it. Anyone is welcome to add and share what they like. We just like that you don't abuse anyone and you don't try and sell anything without at least agreeing on a cut for us first. but we'll leave it there. Thanks, guys.
Especially not drugs, because we get that man of action after you.
That's right. Our boy Cliff will shut you down. Take care, guys. Talk to you soon.
Frequency. Copyright 2018 by White Tiger Graphics.